It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, let's do it. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast, to be more specific, if you will. As always, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop. Gilson! We're going to hear a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle, at the end of this, but let's do it. Fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion, and you do what you want with it. You do what you want with it. Let's see. Here's a fact about elephants.
Oh, I love elephants.
I know you do.
I'm about to down the fact. Yeah, just do the elephant one. Come on, let's do it.
Well, I don't know.
It's not good enough?
Well, it's not bad.
You had a better one or what?
America had laws against animal abuse before there were laws against child abuse. What about that?
Show prep. You're supposed to do this before.
I was. All right, fine. Elephants grow six different sets of teeth in their lives.
Damn, really?
Once the sixth ones fall out, they die of starvation.
Oh, elephants are fucking sweet. That's why. Because they're the coolest animal ever.
How many teeth do elephants have? Do they just got some big old molars in there?
Big old molars.
Elephants usually have 26 teeth. The incisors, known as the tusks. Okay, that makes sense. 12 deciduous premolars and 12 molars. Unlike most mammals, which grow baby teeth and then replace them with a single permanent set of adult teeth, elephants are polyphonodonts and cycle tooth rotation. I want to see if I can find a picture of these elephant teeth. God, those are massive, dude.
Never seen an. I've seen an elephant in real life, but like not up and close. I don't think I've ever like touched an elephant. You know?
No, other than like I've been to a circus and stuff where you see the elephant there and everything. So
it's almost kind of sad, though. I look back at that, I'm like,
yeah.
It almost would be cooler to like go to Africa and like ride one through the Sahara or something. You know?
It'd be cool to go just shoot one right in the face.
God, you're a terrible. Dude, that's a majestic creature, for God's sake. You just want to blow its face up.
Blow its brains right up. You know, honestly, for their size, the teeth aren't that big. But I guess for ours, are our teeth that, when you look at comparison, maybe it's about the same. And it's weird that they'd have these big tusks and then little tiny teeth. Don't you think they just have massive teeth everywhere?
Yeah, so what were the tusks for? There's a reason for them. They were for carrying shit. But there was, I'm trying to think, like pushing trees down or something. There's like a main purpose for them. I can't remember what it was. While you're looking that up, have you ever seen the X-ray of an elephant's foot? It looks exactly like a human foot.
Yeah, tusk on. Yeah. What are the tusks on an elephant for?
That big ass cankle, dude. Underneath all that big ass cankle is a human's foot. It's weird.
Let's see. Elephant tusk evolved from teeth, giving the species an evolutionary advantage. They serve as a variety of purposes: digging, lifting objects, gathering food, stripping bark from trees to eat, and defense. The tusk also protects the trunk, another valuable tool for drinking, breathing, and eating, among other uses.
Nice.
There you go. Yeah, what a weird animal. Like, the fact that that's just roaming around, man. Like, that's one of the things.
Fucking smart.
Yeah. Like, closest thing to a dinosaur I feel like we'd get, you know?
Yeah, like size-wise, you know, as far as something like that big where you look at it, you're like, oh, damn, that thing's real? Like, that's a real living thing.
I wish woolly mammoths were still around. That'd be so fucking cool.
It would be wild. Because, elephants can be aggressive, obviously, but they're not just naturally aggressive. They're not running around fucking slaying things.
Yeah,
you know?
Not just out there, you know, stomping on humans every chance they can get. They're, you know. I guess fairly docile, would you say?
There's a portion of the Planet Earth documentary series where they're doing the elephants, and there's a crazy part where like this tribe of elephants, or this gaggle of whatever you call them, they're traveling to this point A and point B, you know, so they're migrating to point B, so they're following the whole way. They travel off course to like go to this burial ground where like a previous elephant of their tribe died, and they like all go there and they all like bow on their knees and like they like have this like fucking service, dude, for it. And it's like it was like so weird and like how they feel emotion and like they know where it is, the burial site, and like they have like a tradition shit. And then they like kept going back on their course, back to where they were going. But like them traveling off course to like go see a relative was like unheard of in like Animal Kingdom. You know, it's like they really feel emotion. It's wild.
You've ever seen that photo of that elephant like walking in this path through a town? So apparently this town got built where this elephant path was. And the elephants still go through, and they've made it so the elephant can still go through, but like he has to like step over a wall. And like, yeah, they'll gingerly step over the wall. They stay on the same path, but it's right through the town there. It's crazy, man.
It is wild. There's another video out there of an elephant painting himself. You seen that?
No.
Dude, that video, I showed that video to my mom, and it like took her back. Like, she's like, what? Wait, yeah. What?
Yeah.
So it's a video of an elephant, and this guy like puts a big canvas out in front of him, you know, and he gives him a paintbrush, and the elephant dips it in the paint just like a painter would and starts painting on the canvas. At first, you're just like, oh yeah, he's just kind of like flapping his trunk around, and then he starts getting into detail, and then you're like, holy shit, is that a fucking no?
Dude, it's an elephant.
And he goes into detail, dude. He draws the legs, he draws the trunk. The ears, like the dude, it's wild. It is wild.
The skeptic in me wants to be like, no. Really, it's just the brush itself is just wet, and when he puts it on there, it like reveals, like you know, like disappearing ink. Like, right. But it's crazy, dude. They're smart animals. The elephant never forgets. Elephant never fucking
that
forgets.
Video. If you get a chance, watch that because it is at the end of the video. Podcast. You're like, dude. You're like, damn.
No way.
Damn.
Right now, I'm looking at a photo of some hot chick on the back of an elephant. In a bikini, straight up clamming the back of this elephant's back. It's crazy.
Gripping on an elephant.
Look at me. I'm just hot on the back of this elephant. Just to get your
Instagram
photo.
There's a guy who's got a pet elephant, and he's famous on YouTube. They do a bunch of stunts where the elephant throws him up in the air, and he does a bunch of flips.
Yeah, yeah.
Lands. He, like, dunks basketballs and shit. It's pretty cool.
It's even better is that the fact that we've almost extinct a majestic creature like this. It's so crazy.
Seriously.
Dude. Yep.
God.
Yep.
How can you feel good about shooting something like that, you know?
Yep. Now, I will say the only thing, if it's because they do, and we've talked about this, a lot of these safari hunts, these big game hunts. But yeah, for the people that literally murder them, take their tusks and then leave. And just
leave them.
Dude,
right.
It's so fucked up. It's so
poachers,
fucked up.
Man.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, just dude looking at all the, you know, here looking at a picture of a big old sea lion. What's the sea creature that has the tusk? Walrus. That's another weird fucking animal. Jesus, look at that thing.
Huge. Huge.
And look
animal.
At the tusks on him, man.
Yeah. Looks like Andy Reid, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Wilford Brimley, if Wilford Brimley an elephant Andy Reid had a baby. That's what it would be. That's what it would be right there. That's what it would be.
Have you ever heard the noises from walruses,
man? Oh, yeah, dude. They're weird, man. They're weird.
Crazy, man.
I'm just looking
at this. This is
so random. I'm just entranced by all these photos of these elephants, man. What a fucking weird creature.
If you want to see the nastiest shit you've ever seen in your life, literally, we can talk about this because we're on the podcast. There's a video of an elephant that's constipated, and a guy's got it. Like what you did back, you know, reaching in there. You know, you get an elbow deep into that thing, and they got to unclog it.
Oh, man.
And, dude, this guy unclogs it, and... like a fucking wave hits him, dude, and like shoots him back. You know what I'm saying? Like washes him away from the elephant. Dude, the video just makes you.
That elephant probably just felt so good after that. Speaking of animals taking a dump, you ever seen a hippopotamus poop?
Their
little tail just starts helicopter, just flinging shit everywhere. It's hilarious, dude.
It's just like chopping it little bits.
It's
dude,
the greatest, greatest animal bowel movement in the animal kingdom. Unbelievable.
Oh, it's funny, dude.
Just helicopter and shit everywhere.
There's a video on YouTube where there's like a bunch of people around too. They're like, ah.
Yeah.
It's like fucking horrified.
Oh my God! That's crazy.
All right, so there you go. Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about elephants a lot in the last couple of days.
You know what? They deserve it.
They deserve it. They're cool, man. And save them. All right, don't poach them, you motherfuckers.
You know what they got? You know why elephant? We'll end on this. You know why they got flat feet, right?
Huh?
From jumping out all them trees.
That's a dad joke for you there. It's ridiculous. Anyway, on that note, let's get out of here. That has been Fact and Opinion on the Plan B After Show podcast. We'll see you back here next time for another fact and another opinion, as always brought to you by Gilson Cycle. We'll be back.
Gilson, you ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.